Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, this is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Welcome back to Green Medicine Radio on AM 770 KTTH. As you know, this is a call-in program, so I better give in or give out, whichever it is, the call-in or call-out numbers. 206, depends on your point of view, whether you're calling in or out, I guess. 206-421-0770. That's 206-421-0770. And 800-465-8770. Notice how it's 770. Pretty nice. 800-465-8770. Well, this is indeed Green Medicine Radio. And this is indeed, according to my parents, Jonathan Wright. That's what they said my name was. I believe them. And the University of Michigan is the one that gave me the MD. I'll believe them, too. And then the MD for Best Year University. Anyway, for much of the next hour, we'll just try to answer your questions about how health can be improved if it needs to be improved and then maintained. And healthy longevity further extended with the use of natural substances and natural energies. Yep. Things from the environment that humans have lived in long as there's been humans. That makes sense, doesn't it? All of this is based very firmly on published science and the combined experience of Dharma Clinic physicians since 1973. Wow. And most importantly, the who knows how long history of nature, creation, and humans. I think it just said that. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Meridian Valley Laboratory, Dharma Clinic Foundation, the Dharma Clinic, and Dharma Clinic Dispensary for continuing to make it possible for us to listen to each other and to talk to each other about achieving and maintaining good health with nature's tools every Saturday. Now, I know that last week I tried to stay away from politics and rambled on about Dharma Clinic's apparently only program in the whole country that can actually help macular degeneration in approximately 70% of cases to either be stopped where it is, or most of the time to be improved, most of that 70% anyway. Yeah, I did. And I'm going to go on about it some more here and give you some other points of view. I was looking through an old file, and here was a letter written by a now-departed friend and colleague, Thomas Dorman, MD. Dr. Dorman joined Dharma Clinic from his own practice in California, worked with us for several years, and then moved on to his own clinic here in Washington State. Sadly, he passed away a few years ago. His commentary about dry macular degeneration treatment at Dharma Clinic, which was written in 1998, follows. It was an amazing experience, wrote Dr. Dorman, when I joined the Dharma Clinic that I found a routine for managing macular degeneration. It would have been impolite of me to have said what I thought it cannot be. Of all the forms of quackery, quack, quack, we're supposed to be quacks, remember? The assumption that a nutritional physician could cure that with the specialist for the eye could not was the most brazen and not likely to be substantiated. Now, in retrospect, the article continues, I am glad I did not hastily express skepticism. It fell to me to follow the protocol established at the clinic and treat many of the individuals who came and are still coming to our clinic asking for help with this disease. Mostly, the disease was diagnosed by their ophthalmologist all the way across these United States, and mostly they were told and are still being told that there's nothing that can be done. The prognosis is hopeless. Dr. Dorman continued, well, having utilized the protocol for macular degeneration in my own practice at Dharma Clinic since my move from California to Washington State, I can testify from the clinical experience I have gained personally that about 7 out of 10 of the patients who have come in with this diagnosis benefited substantially from the regime used to improve their vision. One must emphasize that in advanced cases, the doses of these nutrients required is so high that they need to be administered through an intravenous protocol carefully, and he underlines carefully. Accordingly, this is usually done in our clinic setting. A course of treatment about 8 weeks is required. Many of these people come and stay in the motels and hotels near the clinic, of which there are some right across the parking lot and some right down the road. That's my comment. And back to Dr. Dorman. During the course of their treatment. But what a boon it is to save one's vision. I now stand four square behind this routine based on my clinical experience. And that's the nice little note from Dr. Dorman, written back in 1998. And things are still working just as well in that department, everybody, namely the macular degeneration department. They really are. Now, here's some more points of view. Here's one from someone who prefers to be known as N period S period from Palm Springs, California. My wife and I want to thank all of you for the time spent at Tahoma Clinic. The results after 2 months were thrilling. She can now see clearly out of both her eyes. The macular degeneration has been stopped and reversed, as long as she takes her pills regularly. This experience has prompted both me and my wife to consider doing free seminars about what happened to us beginning next year. Most medical doctors seem to believe that macular degeneration is untreatable. Your research over the decades proves there is hope and the possibility of stopping and or reversing macular degeneration. We live in an area of California where lots of seniors have macular degeneration. And here's another one by a different author. Macular degeneration sounded like a sentence to blindness. I decided to take the IV treatments as I had nothing to lose, except my vision. By the ninth treatment, I felt I could see better, objects were clearer, and the colors more brilliant. My eyes adjusted to the light much more quickly than before, television was easier to see, and reading became easier. As an added bonus, I noticed my hearing had improved some. Now, I'm going to break in here, folks, to say that that doesn't happen very often, but I'm glad it happened here. It's usually the macular degeneration which gets better. I feel that the treatments have been very beneficial and worth the time and effort. And here's a third one, and no, there will not be a fourth one, I promise. You're hearing enough of these. I am delighted to provide a testimonial about my experiences with you that I consider to be miraculous. I had a dark spot in the center of my vision that was partially blocking my ability to see and read road signs. I consulted with two eye doctors and then two eye specialists, and after extensive testing, they told me I had macular degeneration, and there wasn't anything that could be done about it with the possibility it would just be getting worse. I then consulted with you within weeks of this diagnosis, and I appreciated very much that you spent 2 hours with me in that initial visit investigating all the possible solutions. Within a month after starting IV treatments, my eyes returned to normal, and I no longer had the vision blockage. Wow. When I went back to my eye doctor after a thorough examination, he stated there was no trace left of the macular degeneration, and my vision, which had previously been correctable to 20/50, was now 20/20. He stated that some things are unexplainable, and he had not seen this happen before. I have not had any return of the macular degeneration. Well, enough of the testimonials, folks. The treatment really works about 7 out of 10. The entire treatment program for Tahoma Clinic for dry macular degeneration is a so-called dry type. I don't know. It's about wet back there, but the wet type is the name for when blood vessels grow across the back of the eyes. I don't know why that's called wet. And the dry type, no, it's just deterioration, like an old barn that's nobody's repaired for a long time. Anyway, the entire treatment program at Tahoma Clinic for so-called dry macular degeneration includes nutrients given intravenously 3 times weekly, takes 2 months, and then self-treatment at home to maintain those improvements attained. And yes, indeedy, 2 months is a long time, and it isn't inexpensive. But the very good chances of stopping the progression to blindness, and in most cases, actually improving vision, again, make the time and expense involved really worth it. I think I mentioned to you last week, my dad's vision improved from 20/80 to 20/30 with this. Yeah! And he actually had it done mostly by an ophthalmologist back in Ohio because he didn't want to stay out here. And his ophthalmologist said, well, there's nothing I know to do, so let's try this. Nice, open-minded fellow. Many of the other doctors we've contacted don't want to try it. Anyway, let's go back here to good old Green Medicine Radio. After these announcements, we'll take your calls. Phone numbers are, yep, I think I mentioned what they are, but I guess I'll mention them again. Where are those phone numbers? Yes, there they are, 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, and 800-465-8770. Don't forget all those W's in Green Medicine Online. Click here for archive shows and click any year displayed. You can scroll through and listen to any program or any segment of program you want. You can also click there for 2019 shows. Thanks to volunteer webmaster John DeBlaiso, who organized and maintained the Green Medicine Online website for years, and George Saxton, who maintains this website now. Consider visiting greenmedicineonline.com. You can also just put in Green Medicine Radio And why not recommend it to friends with health problems?
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
We've all heard of using curcumin as a spice, but in the March issue of the Green Medicine newsletter, Dr. Wright gives a detailed look at the many health benefits that curcumin provides. He quotes a renowned doctor who shares that curcumin is by far one of the most powerful antioxidants known to science, hundreds of times more powerful than blueberries and dark chocolate. In addition, studies reveal that curcumin can lessen or eliminate depression, prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia, reduce obesity, and much more. Subscribe to the Green Medicine newsletter for the full article and for other health insights. Visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. That's 602-252-4477. The Green Medicine newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Sure enough, back to Green Medicine here, and thanks to Lynn and Sig and Dee and Tim all for calling. And let's get right over here and listen to Lynn. Hi, Lynn, what's on your mind?
Hi. I saw you on the Live Long docuseries about your bioidentical hormones. You looked quite young.
Oh, well, maybe that was back in the dark ages. Remember? The bioidentical hormones got started in 1982.
Well, no, but you were on the docuseries that played just recently online for Living Long or something like that.
Caught me again, didn't you?
Yeah, anyway, you looked good.
Well, ma'am, my wife lets me do this. Everybody guesses that she is anywhere from 65, 64, 69. Her 80th birthday is in a week. She lets me tell on her because she's just looking so good.
Oh, you keep her young too then.
No, she does it herself. I just give her advice.
You just... Okay, well, I'm calling for a friend who has a continuing sinus infection with headaches. So I don't know what to help her with.
You know, do you happen to know, did she tell you what she's already done?
Not much.
Uh-oh. Okay.
She doesn't want to take any medications, and so she just sort of lives with it, and there's a lot of days that she's not really with us all.
Okay, well, I know you've probably heard this before, particularly because of the coronation virus that wants to coronate everybody. But the first thing to do is to do the things that get our immune system stronger. And then after that, I can tell you about some germ-killing stuff that's safe to use if you use it properly. But first, we want to get our immune system stronger. And one of the major things that does that is the trace elements, not trace elements, not so much a trace, but the element zinc. Now, zinc is the master regulator of the immune system by way of the thymus gland. And if we haven't got enough zinc for our thymus glands, silly things start to deteriorate, particularly as we get older, and it doesn't work so well even if we're younger. Now, for foods that are high in zinc, or any food that's high in any mineral, just put in the name of the mineral and the foods high in, and you'll find the whole list online. But the most zinc-packed food is oysters. Personally, I had them when I was a kid, and I refused to have them ever since. But there's some people who like oysters. And then sunflower seeds and safflower seeds, the things you find scattered, capsules of, or the shells of, scattered over the ball field, they're not as high in zinc as oysters, but they got quite a bit. And then you can also go on down to your local natural food store, compounding pharmacy, home dispensary, wherever you want to go, and get something called zinc picolinate. Now, I made that last name on purpose, picolinate, very emphasized, because there's research from years ago that shows that's the best absorbed form of zinc. In fact, that's the way nature does it. Nature makes a little molecule called picolinic acid in our pancreases, and when the picolinic acid meets the zinc, it says, here you go, and now we got zinc picolinate, and that's the most highly absorbed way there is. If you're going to take it for a while, and you should if you've got a weak immune system, it should be the one that's balanced with copper. 2 milligrams of zinc over here, 2 milligrams of copper over there in the same capsule. There's a company that does that. I'll give their name because they're the only company that does that. I'm not connected with them. They're called Nature's Life. So a person wants to use at least one a day, and if she hasn't been eating oysters or taking any zinc, it's safe to go higher than that for a month or so. She could take one twice a day and then back off to once a day, and that would help her keep her immune system safe. Now, there's two more things here. You know about them, but you can pass it along to her. Good old vitamin A. No question, ma'am. Vitamin A. It actually strengthens the lining of the sinuses and the lungs and all those places, in addition to helping bolster the immune system. And in fact, the World Health Organization tells us that vitamin A is so important at preventing death from infection that we should allow no more studies where there's a placebo in vitamin A, because vitamin A always wins, and we don't want those dead people. So anyway, vitamin A, unless she's got any chance of becoming pregnant, for a woman, it's safe at 50,000 units a day. That sounds like a lot, but it's really not. Get one of those that you can drip under your tongue and it absorbs right there. The health food store people will tell you, so will the dispensary people. 50,000 units is not too much unless you're going to get pregnant, in which case it might hurt the baby. And the last thing is good old vitamin D. This is for all for, there's many more things for improving the immune system, but I'll just do these three. They're the most important. Those of us who live here in the Pacific Northwest, if we're adults, if we're not taking 5,000 units of vitamin D a day, we're really putting our immune system at risk. And sure, your doctor will tell you, oh, that's a lot of vitamin D. Well, yes, doctor, but can I get my levels checked in a month or two to make sure it's going too high? And you know what? Very rarely does it go too high on 5,000 units. And what's too high? Well, they'll tell you the laboratory. It's normal, quote-unquote, from above 30. But if you and I lived in the tropics and got sunshine and didn't get burned because our parents told us how not to because that's where we live, the range in the tropics is 60 to 100. And that's what we want to shoot for. Don't let anybody tell you it's too high. Now, there's those three things. And then here comes the last one. Are you familiar with potassium iodide, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Good for you. Well, yes, potassium iodide will kill any germ there is. That's why our mommies put iodide on our cuts when we were little kids. It is safe to take a high dose for 2 or 3 days. Notice I underlined vocally 2 or 3 days. We don't want to take it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, we might suppress our immune system. I'm sorry, our thyroid glands. But for 2 or 3 days, we can take a bunch. And, ooh, we taste that iodine because once we swallow it, it comes out in the saliva. The parotid glands send it down through the saliva. You can't smell it, but there it is working in the sinuses, killing germs. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to have a urinary tract infection at the same time, it kills that too, because the body wants to get rid of some of that iodine and throws it into the bladder where it kills all the germs. So what's a high dose? Well, remember, capital letters, 3 days only. And those 3 days, what one does is about every 4 to 5 hours, you put if you're an average-sized lady, if you're a big guy, you do more. But if you're an average-sized lady, you put about 12 drops in water, and every 4 to 5 hours you take that, except when you're asleep, and you put some in case you get up in the middle of the night in the bathroom, because when you go empty the bladder, guess what? You could use some more potassium iodide now. Yes, you'll have an iodide taste, but the odds of that killing things, germs on any surface in the body, including the bladder lining, the mucosal lining of the lungs, and the sinuses and so forth, are very high. In fact, one of the professors at my medical school, University of Michigan, was looked down upon by all the other lung specialists because his patients with chronic pulmonary disease didn't show up with infections as much as theirs did. It must be something the matter with this man. His patients aren't showing up as much as theirs. Guess what? He was having them all take potassium iodide in lower doses than this. And that got into the bronchial secretions and kept the germs away. Okay, I'll shut up. Your turn.
Okay, well, and then so how much, if after this high dose, then how much would a normal person, a normal woman of normal weight take? Just
well, I got another use for it, ma'am. It helps to kill breast cancer cells when they start to form. So when it starts with potassium iodide, which is pure potassium iodide, it's sold at Toma Dispensary under the name of Bernard's Solution, because Bernard Courtois made it up back in 1812 or something. But after one is done with the potassium iodide, then one switches to Lugol's Solution, because the Lugol's has iodide and iodide, both of them, whereas the potassium iodide has no iodine, and it's the iodine that's a germ killer. And it is perfectly safe to do what I put in my newsletter a little while ago, to put one drop of Lugol's, rub it into the right breast today, rub it into the left breast tomorrow, the right breast today, the left breast tomorrow. And the iodine component of that kills breast cancer cells as they're trying to form. Ha ha, you can't live. And the iodide part goes elsewhere in the body because it's not really useful in the breasts. So one drop on either day is perfectly safe to take for the rest of one's life if one wants to reduce the risk of breast cancer. But you don't take it. You rub it into the breast tissue.
Okay, the Lugol's comes in 2 different strengths that I can buy online.
That's the problem, ma'am. The DEA outlawed full-strength Lugol's. Thank you for mentioning this. They outlawed it because, guess what? We all might all run out and make methamphetamine with it. Oh, we're such nasty citizens we are. We got to outlaw it. But you can get it on prescription through compounding pharmacies. Your doctor, who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, can prescribe full-strength Lugol's. That's still legal.
Okay, so the full-strength would be the best to use.
Yes, ma'am, if we're trying to keep that breast cancer away.
Okay. All right, because she has also had some lump removed. So she will be happy about this. And
I'll
thank you very much for this. And if we get her going with this, I'm sure that she'll really benefit.
Well, I think so too, ma'am. I'm sure that she will too. Just, again, those high doses of potassium iodide, 3 days max, okay?
Yes, got that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, because sinus infection is not an uncommon problem. All right. Time for me to listen to Sig. Sig, we may be able to get your question in and maybe an answer, but if I don't get the answer in, we'll just go till after the break. Your turn.
Okay, Doc. Yeah, I was trying to persuade a friend to try the niacinamide for his joint pain. And I wondered, is there a name or a book associated with that, and how often is it effective?
Okay. Dr. Kaufman, who wrote the book, and it was published in 1949, if you find a used copy online, it's going to cost $100 or more, darn it, because it's become rather popular. He had a study of over 450 people, I don't know how many, and all but a few, and a few is less than 10, had complete control over their osteoarthritis symptoms within 3 to 4 months. Now, it did take a while, and he pointed out you can't expect to feel any difference in the first couple, 3 weeks, but maybe by the fourth and fifth week, you'll start feeling a difference, and by the end of 3 to 4 months, it's completely controlled. I'm not kidding, and there's even a known reason why does it work. Now, I read Kaufman's book in 1949. I'm published in 49. In 1973 or 4, at that point, it also only cost me $15, $20. It wasn't real popular, and since that time, sir, I am not kidding you at all, I have not needed to refer anyone for joint replacement surgery. Even this fellow who came in with one crutch, carrying his x-rays, which he'd requested from his orthopedic surgeon, and he had bone on bone. Next time I saw that man, which wasn't until a year later, because he said it's expensive to come to the doctor if you don't really need to, he said, my surgeon tells me he can't believe it. I still have bone on bone, but look, I don't need a crutch. I'm walking just fine. So anyway, sir, that's the story on niacinamide. It does take a lot. That's what Kaufman pointed out. But if we take too much, it gives us a signal so we can back off. And what a lot is 1,000 milligrams three times daily. That's what Kaufman said, and that's what I started with, and I've never had to stop because it works. He also said if we do happen to have it being too much for us, then we get a low-grade nausea, kind of work like we're starting to get seasick on a boat and the waves are getting heavier. He says, if you ever notice any low-grade nausea, back off. That's your signal. It's too much niacinamide for you. Otherwise, why three times a day? Because the more often it's taken and the more often it's in the bloodstream, the better it works. Now, in very recent years, somebody designed a time-release niacinamide tablet of 1,500 milligrams. Wow, that's a lot. But two of those is 3,000. And if it's taken morning and evening, remember it's time-release. So we don't have to take it three times a day anymore. We can take it twice a day.
Could you spell his name for me?
Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. And his first name was William.
What's the name of the book?
The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction. Just like it sounds, The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction. He didn't call it osteoarthritis, but that's what he was describing, because it was quite common then, and it's quite common now.
That was K-U-F-F-M-A-N.
I think it's just one F, sir, but it could be two, but I think it's just one.
Where was that used bookstore you use sometimes?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I go online. I go to all the W's and usedbooksearch.co.uk. I found they do the best job of quickly and rapidly identifying who's got the book and at what price. It just scrolls right down within about 2 or 3 minutes after you enter the name and the title.
Usedbooksearch.what?
C-O, not .com, .co, and then .uk.
Tell me the title of his book again.
The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction, D-Y-S function.
Okay. Okay, Doc, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm sorry that book is going to be awfully pricey, sir, because very fortunately the word is getting out. Okay, let's see. We got a couple, 3 minutes before the break at the end here, so I should shut up and listen to Dee. I don't know if I'll get your question answered right away, Dee, but I'll certainly do it after the break.
Oh, yes. Hi, doctor. Thank you. This is Dee, and I'm a 77-year-old lady, and I was diagnosed with lupus 2 years ago for the first time. And then a year ago, I was diagnosed also with Sjogren's disease. Now I have two autoimmune diseases.
Oh, good. They can both be handled the same way.
Yeah. Handled the same way? Oh.
No, I'm not kidding.
Well, I do take hydroxychloroquine, 400 milligrams a day. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, and I'm having, I'll just tell you my symptoms and then I'll let you talk. I have severe, almost at times, incapacitating dry eyes. I take
That's another clue. Thank you.
I know. I take autologous eye drops 10 times a day, and they're made from my own blood. Now, that has helped. And okay. I have, since a year ago, since this Sjogren started, and this is getting worse. Well, first of all, the lupus, I've had, very weak. I'm now very weak the past 2 years, and I lay down every afternoon. And then with the Sjogren's, I got a lot worse a year ago. I have, that makes dry eyes worse. And then I have a severely dry mouth, especially at night. And I'll use xylitol. It's like little discs you wear at night on the roof of your mouth, you know, and then it dissolves. That's supposed to help with promoting saliva. But the taste is not good, and sometimes it just makes me nauseous. And then I use Biotene products, toothpaste, and the doctor did prescribe Cevimeline for me. It's Cevimeline. And I took that a month, three times a day for a month, and it did nothing, so I stopped it. I only can sleep 5 hours a night. I used to sleep 8 or 9, and it's just not enough sleep for me. And I'm having a lot of, you know, anxiety with these two autoimmune diseases. Okay.
Okay, ma'am, we better get to our break here, and I'll get back to you after the break.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for Tea Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's Sun Pal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skinned people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Okay. Well, back to Dee. Are you still with us, ma'am?
One last thing you need to know is...
Thank you.
I woke up last night just gasping. It woke me up. And my mouth and my throat was so dry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. That's it, yeah.
Okay. Well, you said that you're too old to get pregnant. Is that right?
I sure am, unfortunately.
Okay, well, had you heard that when a woman with any autoimmune disease there is, including the two you're talking about, becomes pregnant, her autoimmunity just fades away, and she's no longer autoimmune until that baby is delivered. And then, the autoimmune disease starts to come back. And it gets worse and worse unless she knows a physician who knows what he or she is really doing. You have to know somebody who's doing this for years with, guess what? Copying pregnancy with bioidentical hormones. And one other thing. Now, let me tell you about that, ma'am.
Okay.
The principal bioidentical hormone needs to be estriol. Estriol is a weak estrogen, but then we just use more of it because it's weak. But estriol is strictly anti-carcinogenic. Plus, a Dr. Nancy Cicotti, a professor at a Southern California University, rounded up six women who were severely disabled with multiple sclerosis. They were in wheelchairs. They could scarcely do anything for themselves. She did brain scans on all of them. Oh, look at all those MS lesions. She put them all onto estriol, ma'am.
Yes.
And no kidding, when they rescanned their brains in a few months, better than half of the MS lesions were gone. And these ladies are back in better shape. So all she did was mimic one of the things that happens during pregnancy, and that we can do with bioidentical hormones. Now, here's the other thing that happens to do during pregnancy that we can't mimic with bioidentical hormones, but we can mimic it all anyway, and that is some German researchers reported that endometriosis, which is also an autoimmune problem, totally cleared up and disappeared. And am I yelling? Yes, I am. Totally cleared up and disappeared with no surgery. And the only thing left was a little bit of pain with urination. Other than that, no problems at all with injections of HCG. Now, HCG is human chorionic gonadotropin. You know what that is. That's the stuff made by the placenta during pregnancy. And so not only did mother have a lot in her body, but the baby took a bath in it. And the baby never, ever got hurt with that. So when I'm working with somebody who happens to have lupus or Sjogren's or anything else autoimmune, she's usually a lady. I'm sorry, nature is unfair and unbalanced that way, and the Seattle City Council can't fix it, that many, many more women get autoimmune disease than men. But very fortunately, it's been found, German researchers, Dr. Cicotti, what the blink to do about it. So if we were working with you at the Homa Clinic, we would have you go on to bioidentical hormones, particularly estriol as the principal estrogen. We would not be using much at all of any of the other estrogens because what the one Jesus uses more estriol, like Dr. Cicotti did. Okay, second thing, we'd be using HCG. And funny thing, ma'am, but I personally, in my practice, all the doctors' practices at Tahoma Cliff do much the same thing, but not exactly the same thing. Sometimes, that is. It works against autoimmunity, whatever the problem is, like a son of a gun. Now, to go further with those bioidentical hormones, there's a research institute for eyes from New York City who published back in the early 2000s that you could clear up dry eyes completely. And why this isn't known out there in the medical community, I have no idea, except it's not patentable. We can't make big bucks on it. By just having people supplement testosterone. Oh my goodness, another bioidentical hormone! Yes, they did. What they found is that the glands in the upper eyelids and possibly the lower eyelids, called meibomian glands, which make the oil that keeps the water in the eyes so they don't get dry, those glands are testosterone dependent. And that's why for every one man with dry eyes, you're going to see, again, six or seven ladies with dry eyes. So I've worked with many women and just a few men with low enough testosterone to need it, with testosterone. It clears up the dry eyes every blinking time, ma'am. I don't mean she's blinking at you, but it does clear up the dry eyes every time. So we got the estriol component of bioidentical hormones. We got the HCG component of pregnancy. We got the testosterone. And this is all published medical so-called literature, although compared to Shakespeare, it isn't literature, but it is medical science. And why the doctors haven't learned about this is because none of it is patentable, ma'am. So anyway, you can get most of this just simply clear it up. I'm not kidding you. By working with somebody who knows what they're doing with autoimmune disease. And what I mean by knows what they're doing, knows how it can be cured.
Wow. I'm going to make an appointment at your clinic because of this virus. Are you taking patients at this time?
Yes, ma'am. And even though we're doing all the precautions and masking and all that good stuff, we still need to help people who are sick, so we're in business.
Okay. Which doctor in your clinic could help, would you suggest for me with these two? And yes, I have meibomian eye disease. I've lost 75% of my meibomian eye glands.
Oh, boy.
And then I have these two autoimmune diseases. So my quality of life is extremely poor. I'd like to know who you could recommend and where is the closest office to me.
Well, we have just one office presently. It's in Tukwila.
Okay.
I'm not sure where you are, but it's in Tukwila.
Okay.
And what it suggests we try to do for you is have you come in at the same time that two of our doctors are available. And why would I be thinking of doing that? And no, you wouldn't be charged for two doctors, just one.
Uh-huh.
The reason I'd be thinking of doing that is this requires some long-term care, and my practice is a doggone full, so what I'd be looking for is myself and another doctor. We'd sit in together, and then that other doctor could work with you after that, and of course, since he was in the very first meeting,
yes,
he would be fully informed. And then he could ask me questions if he needed to ask me questions, which
okay,
I doubt. But he could ask me questions after that so we could make sure things go well for you, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful. And would I tell that to the receptionist when I make the appointment about having more than one doctor there?
No, I need to do that because
okay,
they can't. They probably wouldn't believe it. We don't do this very often.
Okay.
But with everything you're putting up with and the fact that the remedies are just sitting there looking at us,
yes,
this, as you can tell, does make me just a little bit annoyed because it should be very well known. If
okay,
we went to
yes,
medical school to get people better, we should keep our eyes out for stuff
yes,
like this. So
and
the person to call, I'll shut up in a moment, ma'am. The person
okay,
to call is my medical assistant. She does the bookings. Her name is Virginia.
Virginia.
You can tell her that. And
okay,
then she'll come and ask me, did you really do that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. I just made some notes. The doctors might tell me to take, you said, when I come into your office, it's H as in Henry, C as in candy, G as in go?
Exactly right, ma'am. And if
okay,
you put those three in capital letters
yes,
and put them into your computer, then you can read about this stuff. It's got this really long name called humacorin and gonadotrophin. But if we just remember, no matter what we read, that we all took a bath in it for 9 months when we were inside a mom, and our moms were exposed to a whole bunch of it
yes,
too, it's that safe.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I don't think I told you. I take hydroxychloroquine 400 milligrams.
Oh, no, you did tell me that, ma'am. You're getting
did
a head start on the coronavirus, aren't you?
Yeah, I got a head start, didn't I? Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that's the only good thing about what I have. Yeah, I'm on hydroxy. Yeah. I don't have any side effects that I'm aware of with it, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
Yes, I have gone to multiple doctors with meibomian eye gland disease and blepharitis. The blepharitis is all cleared up, but I do, I do use Avenova. That's an eye scrub, and then I use, you know, the autologous eye drops. Have you ever heard of these, the eye drops before made from blood?
Yes, I have, ma'am, and it is a good idea, but doggone it, this other material was published back in the early 2000s and about testosterone and eyes.
Yes.
And why nobody picks that up is probably because you can't patent testosterone.
Right. I agree. And I've had some doctors say, well, good luck with this. You've done everything you can, and I don't have any other help for you. So I've been out of luck. I've gone to about 10 doctors already for my eyes, corneal specialists, and, you know, I go to a dry eye clinic in Seattle once a year. I use the drops 10 times a day, the autologous eye drops. But thank God, before I took the eye drops, I started those 3 years ago. I wanted to die.
Yes, ma'am.
I wouldn't do anything, but it was that bad.
Mm-hmm. When you get all better, I suggest you go back and visit that clinic and tell them what the heck you did, because we don't intend to keep a monopoly on any of this stuff. We
yes,
went to medical school to help people get better, and maybe
yes,
we'll help some other people get better that way.
Yes, thank you so much, doctor. I will be calling your office Monday, and I will talk to Virginia to make my appointment, and I'll tell her what you said.
And tell her I told her she'd be dubious, but that way she'll calm down.
Yes. Thank you, doctor, so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thanks for calling.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Well, hello again, everyone. I'm sorry. I apologize for getting really irritated about how that last caller has been treated. Can't believe it. I'm looking right here at a research paper. Let's see. What's the title? Androgen Deficiency, Meibomian Gland Dysfunction, and Evaporative Dry Eye. Yeah. Androgen deficiency, meaning testosterone, meibomian gland dysfunction, and evaporative dry eye, published in the Annals of New York Academy of Sciences in 2002. That's 18 years ago. The authors being Sullivan. And Sullivan, two Sullivans. Sullivan DA and Sullivan BD. Okay, I'll try to calm down, but I just can't believe. Oh, by the way, it's from Harvard. And they're not quack doctors. I'm glad I can laugh at something instead of getting all PO'd at ignored research. Yep, it's from Harvard. And it's been ignored. Okay. Well, okay, time for me to shut up about that. Sorry, my apologies. And go on to... Uh-oh, my screen just isn't telling me. Anyway, put the next person on, please. David?
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Tim. I'm sorry. My screen just disappeared.
No, that's
on me.
Fine.
I have no idea why. You go ahead,
that's
sir.
That's probably, yeah. I was reading an article about COVID-19 and about people taking elderberry and echinacea and vitamin D, and some people think it's good and some people don't. They're not too sure about it. There might be a conflict. What is your opinion on it?
Okay. Well, particularly on the elderberry, I rely on the opinion there of one of our clinic doctors, Dr. Davis Lampson, former professor of oncology and now practicing at Tahoma Clinic. He was professor of oncology at Bastyr. And he tells us from time to time about all the good things that elderberry can do against infection. So I'll just go right along with that, sir, that elderberry part. Now, what were the other two things you mentioned?
So you like elderberry?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then vitamin D, and I take vitamin D all the time anyways.
Good for you.
And I'm out in the sun all the time. I also take wild oregano at night. I take one at night since this COVID. I'm just trying to stay ahead of it.
I hear you, sir. And that's a good idea, too. But do you happen to be taking any zinc, sir? Because that is the master regulator of the immune system, the thymus gland specifically, the master regulator. And we need our immune system to be as strong as we can. And unfortunately, autopsies of people who have lived into their 80s frequently show that their thymus glands have just deteriorated into practically nothing. So are you taking any zinc, sir?
Yeah, I take zinc and copper.
Good for you. Good for you. So you got that one covered. Okay.
Yeah, and then the what was the thought? Yeah, I got to get that memory pill. Yes, okay, that's good. So, because there was a controversy about it, you know, but there's a controversy about everything.
Yep, right. So,
write that down. All right.
Okay,
that's good. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling. And let's see here. The screen came back, but where'd the part go with people's names on it? Just put the next person on, please, DJ. I'm sorry, Victoria. I don't know what happened to my screen. I'll try to work it out by next time. But for this moment, go right ahead, please.
Okay, that's okay. So I'm dealing with somebody that is listing four ailments, but I'm trying to find out if it's really only two. And one of them is ACD, which is the autism thing. ADHD, and then I think these other two are just fancy names for the same thing, executive function disease and decision fatigue.
Yeah, sort of sounds like that. Sounds like they are fancy names for the same thing is what I mean.
Right. So this person is against naturopathy, but I'm hoping to change that, and because this person's like 32 years old.
And oh, my goodness.
Right. Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, so let's see. Besides autism disorder, you said the other thing?
ADHD.
Okay.
Like he says he can't get himself to go to sleep at night, and then he's always, his whole life, basically had a hard time getting up in the morning and getting motivated to do his thing. So.
Well, I learned years ago, 1980s, from a doctor in South Carolina. In fact, my wife is a nurse, visited his clinic because he was having such good results with children, mostly with ADHD. A few adults still have it, but mostly children. He was having such good results. And you know what he was finding and doing about it? He was finding that people with ADHD are actually hypersensitive, one might call it allergic, to their own brain molecules called neurotransmitters. Now, of course, you're always going to be all jittery and upset if every time you think, and here comes a neurotransmitter, you're allergic to it. So what he would do is desensitize those kids to their own neurotransmitters, and what do you know? They just calmed right down. Not in one day, of course, but as he did the treatment, they slowly calmed, and no more ADHD. Okay, we brought that idea back to Tahoma Clinic, and for the first, it was almost 10 years, we were getting referrals from every school counselor within the radius of I don't know what for ADHD kids, because almost all those kids did much, much better with the desensitization to their own neurotransmitters. And by the way, if we can be allergically sensitive to our own neurotransmitters, we're very likely to be allergically sensitive to a whole bunch of other stuff, too. But that's not the major thing here. The major thing in ADHD is the neurotransmitters. So anyway, we were desensitizing them just like we learned from the doctor in South Carolina. And then guess what happened? They quit coming. Guess why? Well, Congress did it again. The U.S. Congress passed a law that gave X number of $1,000 to every school district for each ADHD kid they had. And so the word went out. Don't send those kids off. We're not going to get any money. I'm not kidding you, ma'am. That's what happened. So we didn't see very many ADHD kids at all after that. But the few who have been brought in, despite their school districts not sending them by their parents, have done a lot better. And sometimes that's a first step towards fixing a lot of the other things, too, ma'am.
Okay, so it might take care of the, like, autism, whatever part of autism this person has, too?
It might help it. I know it'll help with the ADHD if it's properly done.
Okay. All right, well, that's par for the course on what they did, but it's so tragic that they want us all sick.
So. Seems that way. You make more money that way, can't you?
Well, I mean, the Bible does say the love of money is the root of all evil, so case in point.
Yep, afraid so. Okay, right, ma'am,
well,
thank you for calling. And
you're welcome.
I think it's time for me to listen to Carol.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
It's Hello, ma'am.
Your old employee from the Tahoma Clinic in Canton.
Oh, you're not that old, ma'am. Come on.
I know. I know I'm not, especially because I do what you say. Anyway, we may not have time to cover the whole thing, but I wanted to start the conversation about the history of vaccines and maybe the no-sodes and the Dr. Boxing and all of that, because I'm a little fuzzy on that. I remember the no-sodes being on the shelf, and then they weren't. So, and I know there's a book about 400 studies, but I don't know if we can get everyone to read those and get up to speed.
That would be a little problem, yes.
Yes. So it sounds like it might be a longer conversation than we have time for, but it's one I've been wishing I could sit down and talk to you about.
Well, you just launch, ma'am. I'll shut up unless I need to throw something in.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my thing is I'm curious about the history of vaccines and homeopathy. I feel like we all need a little education on that, and like maybe the Dr. Bach flower essences, and I understand he had to do with the no-sodes, and he's an interesting guy too, you know. So I'm curious where we went from the beginning of our knowledge, you know, what's the story, and what, you know, obviously it's patent medicine, we know that, but what else could we be doing that we're not doing instead of just the patent vaccines?
Well, I'd start with homeopathy because it has the longest tradition. As you know, it goes back into the early 1800s, and it actually did so well that there were homeopathic medical institutions. There were ones that didn't use homeopathy, but there's some who were dedicated to homeopathy, and you got your medical degree and you practiced homeopathy, and there were a number of those throughout the United States. Unfortunately, some people who seemed to own a whole bunch of shares in patent medicine companies funded a fellow to do a review of American medical colleges. That was back in the 19-teens. And, oh my goodness, what did that person do? Well, he trashed homeopathy and said we should only be using the what he called drugs, which we all know are patent medicines. And so those homeopathic medical schools didn't close down immediately, but they closed. And another sad effect of that report, the Flexner report it was called, another sad effect was that there were, remember, this is the 19-teens, and unfortunately there was racial segregation, so there were colleges for black students only. They had to shut down, too, back in the 19-teens. And it's been that way ever since. And yes, there are homeopathic practitioners out there, but they're hard to find and they have to hide because the so-called authorities sometimes come after them, even though it's been used effectively for over a century.
Right. I get it. And I think I feel like that's the fork in the road that you pointed out that I think was where we went wrong. one of them. But
okay, ma'am, you can hear the music. I'm sorry, but that's radio.
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, everyone. I'm sorry I've gotten a little annoyed and irate here, but it's so sad that there are remedies out there, and many of them are research-backed, and they're not used.